Kingdom, creating his own dominion, uninfluenced by outside opinion. Because the earth's clouds, they were the roof of his building. He found contentment down to the ground of his cement bed as he read this Philadelphia Inquirer vets. For going unnoticed by passerbys as if he was dead. He was lying just ahead, aware of his walk. But I could see little kids passing last, so crash, jaws dropping, gawking. And as I drew near, I could hear him talk to himself, mumbling that those rugrats don't have a penny of my wealth. And I wanted to stop and ask, he meant that figuratively. He literally had a secret stash of cash, like the ants would be unmasked. As he noticed my lit cigarette and asked for one as I passed, relaxed, I handed it once since I just bought two packs. Then I responded, thanks, you got a match? So gave the spark, and as the fire flashed, his right hand dashed into his coat pockets of a lot of silver flask. Then he got up to the bench to get his thirst quenched, took a sip and looked me in the eye and said, you help me out, sit down and let me give you a couple tips. Hesitant, I was a little unsure of this, but he seemed good, just misunderstood. So I thought I should, so once again watched him place the flask to his lips. As the crisp November wind cracked our faces like slave masters' whips. I thought to myself, every man has gained some wisdom the longer he exists. So I sent the names to him to pick apart the smarts and wits of a man in the masses, a higher social class is what claims to be in the pits. They're said to misfits and aspiring artists and the other homeless. He acknowledged my presence with a smile and asked Charles, what's your name? I responded on it, then went on and asked him the same. And his answer came, I'm James, and I like you kid, cause you don't honor me with the eyes burning full of shame. He claimed, I sit all alone on my own throne. These streets are all my London, the celestial dome is my home. But I cut it and interrupted a concerned tone. This hasn't always been your way you're living. Has it day to day, depending on what people are willing to be given? Amused, he thought about the right words to choose. As he pondered the question I asked, took another hit from the flask, getting his tongue loose. Oh, well you see, I was just like you, probably full of dreams of what I wanted to be, but none of them could serve money. Thought I'd get myself caught up in a dead end plot and watch myself rot in a dead end job, but they're elected or not, and that didn't sound so hot. You know what I'm saying? I know change, life's not a game of souls can be bought, but will they know it or not? That's the truth that the youth is taught. Too many people have missing the most important body part, the heart, they're full of smarts. You only for some satisfaction, but when it comes to the action, the compassion, they don't even know where to start. That remark hit me hard like a sharp dart, forever leaving my mind scored. It caught me off guard from a man whose entire belongings are in an Acme shopping cart. Then you wanna know another thing that bothers me? Definitely, I replied quickly. He said, it sickens me to see so many people consume my vanity. I know I'm dirty, but your beauty lies internally. People see me and automatically think I'm unworthy of being somebody. They say I'm smelly and ugly. I pray to God, please don't let that homeless man mug me. Then he turned toward me, face to face, close enough that the whiskey on his breath I could taste. As he pleaded taste, you are such a disgrace that people see me as a waste when I'm just like that, part of the human race. A person of flesh and blood that society's already buried me deep under the mud. But that's fine with me, cause I'm carefree when the rest of them are dying. And they're conundrum for them as quick as I've started, as quick as it'll be done. Now listen to me on it, don't get caught up in the bullshit. Most of it's just really bullshit. All you gotta remember in every single moment, know this, we are We are one. Those words echoed through my ears as James and I stared into the autumn setting sun. Advice, you're wise, but James, let me ask you something, man. Would you end up out here to sleep your nights? Aw, man. See, me and the wife got all caught up in a big fight, man. She took away my material life, but I still got my spiritual life. Of course, gave her all my stuff, man. It was rough, I'm telling you, dude, it was fucking tough when they said that she was right. And I was left a mess, stressed and depressed and losing sight of reality. Sadly, I became a casualty of ripping this bottle too tight. You see this flask? I'm stuffed inside of it, drowning the aftermath of my past. Is that that answer the question you ask?
Yeah, man, damn.
Injected and gave me a playful shove. Yo, James, he taught me something today that I'll never forget, and for that you have my love. But then it began, I put on my hat and gloves and proclaimed, yo, right now, I gotta take off and get going. Alright, honest, stop at the park, get it time before it starts snowing, cause after then, I don't even be knowing where I'm going. But before a split, slipped into James' hand an extra pack of smokes and an Andrew Jackson. And he started laughing and said, thanks, man. I said, no, thank you for giving me another perspective of a different human. Respect is of essence, peace, King James, the ruler of your own kingdom.